Sonic time. New dawn. New day. New start. Start your day afresh with the word of God. This is Daily Rhema with Johnson Hay Julius, your daily devotional podcast. Stay tuned and be renewed, inspired, encouraged, refreshed, replenished, reloaded, and be prepared as you plunged into your new day. God bless you.
Good morning. Welcome to Daily Rhema with Johnson Julius. Shall we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and Maker, we thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for this beautiful week. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of life. Thank you for all the blessings and benefits attached to life. Dear God, be thou exalted in the mighty name of Jesus. Our Lord and Maker, we come this morning as we are confessing all our sins and iniquities. Please have mercy upon us, forgive us all in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus, the blood of atonement, atone for us. And let the efficacy of the blood cleanse us, prison and body, and make us whole from every form of filthiness, pollution, contamination, and defilement of our sins and iniquities, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit divine, on a day like this, we place demand upon grace and capacity to please you in all our ways. Dear God, please lead us, guide us, order steps, direct our path. Keep us all far away from all forms of evils and temptations this day, in the name of Jesus. Every of our undertakings, Lord, we commit to your able care. Father, please bless and prosper those that are not against your will and plan, your will and purpose for us this very day, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus, the most prosperous name, I have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Please kindly join me as I open my Bible to the book of Job. Job chapter number 33, and by God's grace, I will be reading from verse 14 through to verse 18 this morning. Job chapter 33, verse 14 through to 18, and I am reading from the King James Version of the Bible this morning. God bless you as we follow the readings. For God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth it not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, in slumberings upon the bed, then he openeth the ears of men and sealeth their instruction, that he may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from man. He keepeth back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. Hallelujah. Amen. This is episode 7 of the curses, the topic we are treating. This is number 7 episode. By God's special grace, yesterday I talked on the, you know, the features of curses, things that you see that indicates that there might be, you know, curses in place. I told you about what I call rising and falling strength syndrome, get and lose syndrome. You know, I told you about, you know, repeated all-round failures. I told you about diseases and sicknesses and infirmities. You see, I told you of, you know, seasonal and or periodical problems or sicknesses that they are associated, you see, with a particular time of the year, particular month of the year, that when it is so, I used to, you know, have so problem. I have sickness and on like that. This morning, I'm still talking on that similar trend. I mean, the features But this morning I am talking on the dream indicators of curses, the kind of dreams that when they are constant, when you are having them always, is also, you know, a pointer to the fact that there might be curses in place. That is the reason why I chose this passage this morning. This passage is telling us that, for God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth it not. In a dream, in the vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, slumberings upon the bed, he openeth the ears of men and sealeth their instruction. Their instruction. That is it. We have some instruction. There here is THEIR, their instruction, the instruction that belongs to them. You see, in the dream, this place is telling us that our dream life is a communication channel through which God Almighty communicates with us. Through which God, no wonder, when he was, you know, scolding Miriam and Aaron, he told them, "Is there any prophet among you? Which is not that I appear to them in the dream, unlike Moses. As for Moses, I kiss him. We speak face to face. We speak mouth to mouth. Unlike you people, that I only, you know, talk to you people in dreams." So our dream lives are so important, very, very important. It's a, you know, it's a channel through which God communicates with us. And don't be deceived. It's not only God that communicates, you know, with us through dream. Demons also communicate. Satan also communicates, and so on and so forth. Amen. And this morning, I want to tell you, your dream life is your spiritual monitor. Yes, everybody's dream is a monitor whereby you can know if the enemy has dealt with you or not. You can know what is actually happening in your life, if it is good or if it is bad, just as you have monitor to monitor what you are doing on your, you know, system on computer. So that is how it is when it comes to dream life as well. There are some certain dreams that, you know, when you have, you'll be able to, you know, determine whether you are under a curse or curses or the other. So this morning I will just run through few of them. Like I told you, the number is long. If I'm able to mention up to 20, glory be to God. Number one dream I am having here this morning is when you always find yourself, you know, doing servitude job in the dream. You know, I talk a bit about this one is in the dream now. It says you are doing servitude job or slavery job in the dream. Like you are housekeeper, you are houseboy, you are house girl, you are street sweeper, things like that. All those menial and you know, enslavement job. If you find yourself always in the dream doing such a job, is a pointer that you need to pray against some maybe hidden curses that you know nothing about, or something else. Number two, you know, seeing yourself in a primary school as an adult. You are now, you've graduated the university, you are not even going to school any longer, but yet you kept on seeing yourself in your primary school uniform, going back to that same school, or even seeing yourself at that tender age again, that are going back to school. You see, this kind of dream is a dream of retrogression. So it's a dream of, you know, backwards progress, backwardness. That is what it indicates. Another one this morning is when you find yourself always fighting, especially strangers, and you never have victory, or you are always being defeated by strangers. In the dream, you fight until you are defeated, or you fight, and there is no victory, no defeat, and it's always like that in the dream. When it constant, is as a indicator that you should you know, pray against anything called curses. When you always find yourself crying bitterly in the dream, and you don't know why you are even crying. You don't know what is making you to cry in the dream. It's not a good dream at all. So when you always get yourself, you know, always get married to, you know, first marriage in the dream, the marriage that has no real, and you discover that, no, this is not it. This is not it. This is not it in the dream. It's not a good dream. Always finding your way being blockages in the dream at all times is not a good thing. Fighting giants in the dream is not a good thing. You are always fighting giants, and then there is no way of, you know, overcoming. Your own is, you know, opposite of David's own. David was able to fight the giant and conquer, but you are unable. Then it's not a good thing. You see, when you find yourself that you always going around, just, you know, wandering around the bush or the forest, not able to find your way, you always get lost in the midst of the forest in the dream, it's not a good dream. It's a pointer. Always, you know, lost valuable things in the dream, and you will look for them you will not see them. You look for them everywhere, you don't see them. So it's not a good thing when you always lost, you know, valuables in the dream. Another one this morning is finding yourself imprisoned or locked up in a cell, or being caged one way or the other, or being tied in the hands, in the legs, in the dream, being uncovered. It's not a good thing. It's not a good dream. You have to, you know, deal with it. When you see that somebody is always standing and cursing you in your dream, somebody is cursing you every time, he speaks evil and negative derogatory words against your life, it's not a good indication. It's not a good dream, rather. So it's an indication to the fact that you need to fight against what is called, you know, curses. When you constantly, you know, eating one particular set of food, it is if your own is rice, this rice, they just bring it, and by the time you see, it's either after you eat that rice finish, it's either you are nursing one sickness or the other, or something terrible happened to you. When you, something like this is happening in your life, is also a pointer. You see, when you always find yourself in your dream, that you always have, you know, always meet with cobwebs in the dream, not in the physical now. In the dream, cobwebs everywhere, and it's constant. It's not a good thing at all. You see, doing something without results. You always engage in things you are unable to finish to the, you know, you have never finished it well. You have never, you know, whatever you are, you don't have end result. You don't have better result. The Bible says the end of everything is better than the beginning. And you don't have the beginning. You only know the beginning, and you never have the end. Neither do you have a good, you know, result in whatever you are doing. Similar to that is when you always start a journey and you never end that journey. Yes, in the dream you just find yourself traveling all the times. Some you don't even know your destination. You don't even know where you are going in particular. You don't have where you are going. You don't know. You don't have a definite destination you are going. You just engage in endless journey. When you are engaging in endless journey in your dream, it's not a good thing at all. It has a result. I mean, it's pointing to the fact that you need to wear the knicker for battle already. So another thing that is similar to that is, you know, always having endless climbing. You are always climbing the mountain, the high mountain, and you climb, you never reach the top in your life. As you are climbing all ladder, you are just climbing the ladder. You never get to the top. Every day, every time you have that dream, you have never for once get to the top or the end of that ladder or the top of that mountain. It's not a good dream as well. When, as an adult, you always find yourself sitting in an exam that you never finish writing. You are just writing the exam, you never finish writing, neither do you see the end result. It's also not a good dream. When you see any of these things, it's pointing to the fact that you need to fight what is called curse or curses one way or the other. Another one, let me mention two or three more as I round up this morning. Another one is when you always pluck rotten fruits. No matter how, you know, plenty, how numerous the fruits are on the tree, by the time you pluck, when it seems good to you, by the time you pluck it, when you will look at it very well, you see the one you plucked is rotten. It's not a good thing. And regularly, you know, communicating with the dead. Yes, you are regularly communicating with dead relatives, dead this, dead that, is not a good indicator as well. And as I round up this morning, when you always find yourself in graveyard, you need to pray very well. You always find yourself in graveyard. What are you doing there? So you need to pray very, very well. These and many more are the indicators you can see in your dream, apart from the one you can observe in your life physically, which I talked about yesterday. But today's one is dream. Bow down your head. Talk to God. Every dream that has been designed, or every curse that has redesigned my dream life, every curse that has turned my dream life to battleground, your time is up. Be broken by the blood of Jesus today. In the name of Jesus, be broken by the blood of Jesus. Every curse or curses that has turned my dream world to battleground, that has turned my dream world to battlefield, your time is up. Be broken by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank God for this very message. I still want to tell you, pray the more, you know, find time and pray very well. And you can reach out to me through the emails, johnsonayojulius@gmail.com or johnsonjulius@stableofgodsgrace.org. You can also reach out through the line, +233 202 474 9915. Exploit this very day in your application and make greater exploits for yourself and for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. My name still remains Johnson Julius. See you tomorrow, God willing. God bless you.